Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about the difference between anxiety and stress. Now, many people use the terms anxiety and stress interchangeably, myself included, but they are not the same thing. So let's look at them. Anxiety involves excessive fear, nervousness, or worry that actually interferes with your daily life. And stress, on the other hand, is a normal response to challenging or threatening situations. It can be positive or negative, depending on how you look at it. And remember, stress can arise not just from the challenging and threatening situations in our lives, but also to the exciting and new situations that arise in our life. Stress doesn't come just from negative events. Anxiety, on the other hand, is fear. Excessive and nervousness, excessive and worry that is interfering with our lives. So while anxiety and stress can share some common symptoms, both anxiety and stress will bring up that racing heart, sweating, trembling, or a change in your breathing. There are also some key differences that can help you to distinguish between them. So I thought we could talk about those for a little bit. First up, anxiety is often more irrational and disproportionate to the situation, while stress is usually more realistic and related to a specific problem or event. And I think you understand this one because you're living it. If you are listening to this show, you have at least been through some wave of anxiety. And you can see the irrational part of it, right? Or the disproportionate, where everything is just blown out of proportion. So next up is that anxiety can persist even after the stressful situation is over. Now, I get questions about this all the time. And yes, anxiety can persist even though you have gone into the world of safety and you are actually understanding that you are safe and okay. But your body is still in the anxious state, right? Whereas stress tends to subside once the problem is resolved or removed. And the reason I get questions about that all the time is because many people are experiencing anxiety when nothing in their life is going on. Because that's what I mean by being down the wormhole. You don't have to be in a stressful event or facing anything in particular for your mind and body to be in that anxious place. Next up is that anxiety can cause you to avoid or escape from situations that trigger your fear, whereas stress can motivate you to face or overcome a challenge. That's a huge difference, right? One is causing you to run away and be in fear, right? You can see it. You can feel the fight or flight. Whereas the other one, stress in itself, is actually motivating, and it gives you creative ideas to resolve your situation and overcome a challenge. Next up is that anxiety can affect our self-esteem and our confidence, whereas stress can boost our performance and resilience. When you have the stress of a big game, you dig a little deeper. It helps you focus. It gives you resilience. You can go forward and take care of the game or the project. But when we are anxious, we are whittled down. Our self-esteem and confidence is reduced, and we don't feel like we can stand up to what is in front of us. We do not want to take on the challenge because we don't have the confidence. So if you're struggling with anxiety and panic, you may feel like you're constantly under stress and almost unable to relax. Again, something that I work with clients all the time, being able to finally dip into that place where your body can relax again. You may also experience physical symptoms such as headaches, stomach aches, insomnia, and a lot of fatigue can come along with being anxious. You may have difficulty concentrating, making decisions, or even socializing. You may feel hopeless, helpless, or depressed. Another question I get all the time is depression and anxiety, do they go together? Can you have both of them? Or are you only going to be told you have one? No, anybody who's been anxious long enough will feel depression. They will feel depression because it is exhausting. This is what I'm referring to when I use the term the wormhole, is all of those feelings and symptoms that I just mentioned. This is what we are talking about when we talk about anxiety here. I am not talking about general stress, right? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could just handle the stress and the challenges that come your way? Well, I'm telling you, with some time, some patience, some focus, your tools and practices, that you can get right back there again. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So let's look at some of the common anxiety triggers. Social situations such as meeting new people, giving a speech like public speaking, or even going on a date can really be a trigger for people. So can health issues, such as having an illness or having an injury, and chronic pain is huge for triggering anxiety. So if you are dealing with any of those, you might be able to see how maybe they are tying in with your overwhelm, your stress levels being so high and so consistent that we could put them more in the anxiety category. Other triggers can be just life changes, such as moving, starting a new job, having a baby. Those can be overwhelming enough, like I said, to push you over the edge of being able to deal with the stress that is there and pushing you over into the place where you can't handle it and it is giving you symptoms and sensations. So can traumatic events such as abuse, violence, or loss. And all of those things are personal. One man's loss is not someone else's loss. This is personal to you. Only you know if you have suffered a traumatic event. And personal factors such as our genetics. How did we come into this planet? Did we come in being highly sensitive or more on the neurotic side of things? It's not a bad thing. We might be people who care a lot, but that can also be a trigger for some people for anxiety. If you put a whole other bunch of events together and your genetics have you leaning toward the more anxious side of life? Yes. So you have to look at your personal factors, such as your genetics, your personality, and your childhood experiences. But all in all, what I want you to take away today is that there is hope. Anxiety is very treatable. There is no reason ever to believe that once you are down the wormhole or told you have anxiety, that you will have to live there for eternity. It's not true. You will have to deal with stress for eternity. But as I said earlier, stress and anxiety are two different things. When I talk about anxiety, I am talking about being down the wormhole and having those things such as irrational and disproportionate reactions to a situation. Having the feelings that when stress arises or situations arise that you have to avoid them altogether or escape. And that you have low self-esteem or lack of confidence because of the wear and tear of this constant anxious state. Very different from having stress. And very different from having to learn to cope with stress. You don't have to cope with the anxiety. You can get through it and learn to cope with stress so that you no longer have to go down the wormhole ever again. So I hope that I am reassuring you that if you can understand that I found my way out of the wormhole back in the day with no internet, no one talking about anxiety except for one infomercial I happened to see on late night television selling a cassette tape to cure it. It was the first time I heard anybody use the word anxiety for all of the symptoms and sensations that she described were me to a T. Now, I did not order that cassette tape. I think it was like really crazy expensive, at least for where I was in my life back then in the early 70s. But there we were. That was the extent of my ability to discuss this issue. You can do this. If I could do it, I know that you can do it. It may take time, longer than maybe you are hoping for, but don't give up hope. There's always hope. And you can learn to manage your stress in healthy ways, which will benefit you in a couple of different ways here. Managing your stress, which you are going to have to learn how to do. You don't have to manage your anxiety, but you will learn how to manage your stress. And this is going to help you to progress and being able to see the light at the end of the tunnel from where you are right now. It will keep you from ever going down the wormhole again once you come out the other side. Yes, you will have stress and challenges, like I said, for as long as you live. But you need not ever live with anxiety's irrational and disproportionate knee-jerk reactions to situations. And I know that you know what I'm talking about. Or the persistent symptoms and sensations after the stressful event is over. That won't continue to happen for you. And nor will you have the desire to avoid or escape from situations that trigger your fear. And you also won't have the fears and challenges negatively affect your self-esteem and confidence for the long haul. And then, the other way in which you'll benefit once you learn how to manage your stress is that the practices and tools that you gather and actually sharpen through your anxiety healing journey will be the same practices and tools that will keep you mentally robust through life's ups and downs, which are inevitable. But now you live without fear of the wormhole as you know what to do and how to stay strong and vibrant. So what I'm trying to say is that the tools and practices that you learn through coming out the other side of this anxiety wormhole are the things that will keep you strong and robust as you go forward in your life. And you may not have ever learned these any other way. For all I know, you could have just been teetering on the edge of the wormhole your whole life. So look at this journey that you are on in a positive light. You have been thrown down the wormhole. You have this anxiety to deal with. You're going to learn how to reduce your stress so that you can find your way out of the wormhole. And all of the things you learn will help you throughout the rest of your life. So I thought we could talk quickly about some steps that you can take to start your healing journey. We talk about them many times here, but the first one is practice self-care. Taking care of your physical and emotional needs can help you to reduce stress and improve your mood. Make sure you get all the basics, enough sleep, eat well, exercise regularly, and do the things that make you happy. Avoid caffeine and alcohol, nicotine and drugs, which can worsen your anxiety. And for more on self-care practices, listen to episode 605, which is Anxiety Self-Care, Where to Begin. The link will be in the show notes for all of these. Next up is I want you to challenge your negative thoughts. Just challenge them. Anxiety often involves distorted or unrealistic thinking that fuels our fear and worry. And you can learn to identify and challenge these thoughts with evidence and logic. For example, if you think, I'm going to fail this test, you can ask yourself, what is the evidence for this? How likely is it? What is the worst that can happen? How can I cope if it does? That's the key. And so for more on challenging your negative thoughts, listen to episode 956, Examining the Spectrum of Thought. Again, the links will be in the show notes. And finally, I want you to face your fears. Avoiding or escaping from situations that trigger your anxiety only reinforces your fear and makes it stronger. You can gradually expose yourself to these situations in a safe and controlled way, starting from the least scary to the most scary. This will help you build confidence and tolerance for uncertainty and discomfort, and you know how important that is. Let your healthcare team know what you are going through and that you are working on making the changes necessary to regain a healthy nervous system versus living in fight, flight, freeze mode. And for more on that, I want you to listen to episode 987, which is part one of Claire Weeks's Facing Philosophy, Dismantling Anxiety Step by Step. Link will be in the show notes. Now, of course, many times we need to get help. You can seek support. I don't want you to feel alone in your struggle with anxiety, panic. And many people write to me, and listening to the show is their support. This is how they're feeling not alone. So welcome. If that is you, thank you for listening. And I feel blessed that I can be here with you. You can also reach out to your family and friends or other people who understand what you are going through. You can also join a support group or an online community where you can share your experiences, feelings, and tips with others who are in the same boat. We'd love to have you in the ACP group coaching membership. You can see in the description for more information on that. Anxiety and stress are common challenges that many people face in their lives, but they don't have to control you. Anxiety and stress do not have to control you or limit you. You can learn to distinguish between them and cope with stress effectively. I know that you can do this. Thanks for being with me again today. And now for today's quote. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. And that's from Martin Luther King. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.